Hey, everybody, it's Rita Houston in Studio A. We got the Indigo Girls here. And a very good-looking group of WFUV marquee members. Thank you all for your support of the station. Amy and Emily, welcome.
Thanks
for having us.
Good to be
here. Good to see you guys. Staring Down the Brilliant Dream, a new double live album just out. You approached this one, you had a very specific idea of what you were going to share with the live album. What was the criteria? Past few years?
Yeah, we had started recording multi-tracking stuff in like 2006. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that at some point we would just go through everything and kind of pick from the different versions of who we are, which is like with a band or with a trio, just with Julie Wolf on accordion and keyboards, or by ourselves. And then our sound man, Brian Spicer, who lives here actually, did all the mixing and helped us go through everything. And it was a lot of hours of just listening and being very humbled by how hard it is to actually sing in tune. And, you know, we just went through everything, combed through it, and we picked stuff. We didn't go by what were bigger songs or more popular. We just went by what performances we liked the best and represented different periods of time for the last few years.
And it's kind of cool, too, because as you listen to the live album, there are some songs that we've come to know as band songs, which on the live record you have stripped-down versions of, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Vice versa, yeah.
For us fans, it's just a really cool thing. I know y'all can't see it on the radio. This is where the medium is maybe letting us down a little. But Staring Down the Brilliant Dream, this double live album, the packaging is just off the hook, as the kids would say. Two, it's done as a book, and then you annotated every song.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Amy, you should tell where you first saw it, because I think it was Pearl Jam, maybe, is that right? Or Russell?
I think I saw Pearl Jam special release, and then there was a Vanguard record that had that package.
Set up like a book. And Erin Danger is the artist. She's from Atlanta, and she's an incredible artist. She did our live DVD that was recorded in Atlanta in 1997 that we just released this past year. And she's done Amy's just one solo record?
Uh-huh.
So she's a fabulous artist, and we had to fight with her on a few ideas, but in the end, it was a perfect compromise. And I just saw it, actually. I saw the packaging for the first time just getting here at the studio, and I love it.
It's like a little book, and what we did is we made notes for every single song about either why we wrote the song or why we liked the recording. And then we asked fans to send in pictures from that three-year period of time, and we just went through the pictures and picked the ones that worked the best for the package, and you know, put all their names in the photo credits and everything, and we appreciate them sending the pictures in because it really made the whole presentation, you know, like a very correct and sort of genuine presentation of who we are, because it's fan perspective with the camera and everything.
Yeah, and that part of it is so cool. And of course, you know, we've all been in the rooms when you guys have been doing these songs. Now, there's one song, and I know you're going to play it for us to start our session, Become You, which has always been one of my favorite songs of yours. And on the live record, it's from the Tarrytown Music Hall.
That's right.
That's version from Tarrytown.
Yeah, that was a very notable show, actually, that Tarrytown show. We had a lot of stuff we were going to choose from that, but we had tried to spread it out, so that was one of our really fun shows.
And here in the notes, you're talking about some great catering backstage. It says something about the best deviled eggs ever.
That's right. Making us all hungry.
So, yep. Tarrytown, way to deliver on the deviled eggs there. Indigo Girls are with us here at FUV. You want to play that one?
Sure.